Not only is it Halloween, it is a Tech Tuesday, and each and every Tech Tuesday, we talk to CNET Senior Editor Bridget Carey, and today is the big day. iPhone, is it 10? Is it X? What am I supposed to call it?
We're supposed to say 10, but everyone says X because it just looks like iPhone X. You know? But yeah, it's the Roman numeral. And although you have to wait until Friday to probably see someone with it, a few reviewers, have, including us at CNET, have got it since yesterday. And we published our first day in the life of living with it review. And we're going to keep updating it as the week goes on.
And that you can find CNET.com and just search for the live iPhone X review or iPhone 10 review.
Yeah, exactly. And, when you only have a few hours with it, you kind of get these first impressions of, okay, how does it work with that face unlocking technology? And there's a pretty funny video of our reviewer. He had a beard, and he shaved multiple ways and also put all kinds of glasses on. And it being Halloween, we had easy, ample access to all sorts of wigs and stuff. And he was able to stump it by just putting, like, a swim cap on. It wouldn't let him in.
That's a problem.
A problem for swimmers, maybe. But it was okay with, like, him having a crazy, mustache and clean shaven, and he cut his hair. But then when he puts a costume mustache on, it didn't work. But he put a costume beard back on, and it did work. So it's showing you that even with some crazy glasses, it's trying to be okay if you did get a new pair of glasses, if you did get a new haircut, if you went suddenly clean shaven. But if you have some crazy, welder's glasses, no. If you have a scarf that's covering half of your mouth because it's freezing outside, no, obviously it's not going to work. It needs to see your mouth. So that kind of test you can kind of see for yourself, and we're going to do some things like that. People say, if you have a twin, it's going to get fooled. Well, of course, there's a little bit of a dub moment there. But I think it's more interesting to see when you change your outfit or, like, what you're going to have to do personally every day to, be annoyed or not annoyed to make it work.
Bridget, there's a backup, though, to get in, right? You can put in a couple-digit code or something if the face recognition isn't working properly, right?
Yeah, just like now with the fingerprint scanner. You just put in your number code if you don't want to use the facial scanner. You don't have to use it.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
All right, now the screen is supposed to be very impressive because it kind of curves around the outside. Isn't this the biggest iPhone screen to date?
Well, actually, it's a little bit smaller than that iPhone 8 Plus. It's a little bit like a Goldilocks situation. You have the 8 and then the 8 Plus, and right in the middle of those two sizes is where the 10 lies. So there isn't any two choices. It's only one choice of size for this 10 model, but there's no home button, so a lot of it is screen. There's a little notch on the top where all the camera sensors are to detect your face. Some people groan about how it has this black notch that's coming down. It's interrupting the full screen effect. But there are times where you can make it so, I guess, it doesn't look like a cutout, and it kind of just is a rectangle and kind of puts black bars on both sides of the phone.
What about the apps that you've downloaded on previous phones? Will they work on the iPhone 10?
Yeah, this is just a different look to it. So it's the same. It's the same deal as upgrading any phone any other time in that regard.
Is the camera really that much better?
We're still kind of playing around with it. You can do some interesting effects with, kind of cutting people out and profile shots.
Which is good if you get a divorce.
Right.
You can, remember in the old days you'd go through photo.
Like cutting people out of the background. But, yeah, I know what you're saying. Anyways, and that comes down to software more than anything. They're really putting more of a focus on the front camera, the front facial recognition thing, because what they can do is if you're into Snapchat and other fun augmented reality things, they can really track your face to do cool effects and those animated emojis. This is the one phone you get to do those, to have your face be the talking smiley face, or if you are so inclined, be the talking little pile of poo, which is what our reviewer did. You can see it there. So it's tracking how your mouth is moving, how your eyes are moving, and kind of matching that with an animation so you can send it to your friends and look like you're a talking 3D object.
Our Apple.
I am a talking 3D object.
Yes,
I don't have to
you
pretend.
Are.
I am.
The Apple Store opened right behind us on Pioneer Court, and it looks like a laptop computer. It looks like a MacBook, and it's all glass. And I was just reading in the paper that they have to turn the lights off inside of it because birds are running into
oh,
it,
really?
Thinking they can fly through.
Oh.
So that's a problem. And speaking of breaking glass, is this screen that's covering the whole front of it going to be more breakable, or when you put a case on it, is it going to kind of obstruct this cool screen?
Yeah, that's kind of the problem when they're selling a phone that look how great the glass is, but it just means if there's more glass on the front and back, there's more ways it could break. And I'm a clumsy fool. I drop my phone all the time, so I would put a case on it. And then you want to make sure that case, is it too thick? If it's a super super thick case, maybe it'll affect the wireless charging. Maybe it won't. This is the kind of situation where I like to, you know, definitely see how people are going to test this, and we're going to test cases and things like that. I don't know if a reviewer is so apt to want to drop it today. It's only day two, but we are going to probably do a drop test too when the phone comes out. So we'll probably buy one just to see how easy it is to break.
Has it sold out? I mean, everybody's crazy about this, huh?
What the thing is that it looks like supply is low. So people who are fans, yes. Are crazy to get it, but does that mean that they're any more crazy than usual? That's to be seen, because this whole facial recognition system, it looks like supply might be low, taking Apple longer to make each one. Pre-orders sold out in 10 minutes for some models. If you are going to stand in line on Friday, it sounds like you may have to settle for maybe a different memory. Maybe you have to upgrade to the more expensive memory. This is a $1,000 phone. It's already expensive. So if you want to get more memory, you're going to pay another $100, $200 for all the accessories and stuff if you upgrade. Or maybe you won't get the color you want. But right now, for pre-orders, if you just want to order online and you don't care about getting it on Friday, it's going to be delivered mid-December.
I don't care. I just hope it makes the other iPhones cheaper because I might need a new one of those.
That it will do, probably.
That's going to happen. Yeah, that's definitely going to happen. And then we also know, Bridget, that Facebook is going to talk to Congress today about Russia's involvement in their website. What do you expect will happen there?
Yeah, this week is going to be interesting because you have a testimony today and also tomorrow and different kinds of committees going on. There's been a leak on what Facebook's preparing to say, and they're preparing to say that 126 million Americans saw Russia-backed posts over the past 2 years in their Facebook feeds.
Hmm.
It's
what
larger
does that mean than, exactly? Could you please explain this to me?
It means that...
Here, can I explain it to Wendy? I noticed that a lot of my friends that used to send me pictures of mac and cheese started sending me pictures of borscht, and I said to myself, something's not right. Something's going on here, and I don't know what it is.
Okay. So they're coming from Russia, or Facebook users are supporters of Russia?
Coming from Russia, they were masquerading as American-based groups. You know how, like, you might say, like, who made this video? And it's some strange group name that you just don't think twice about it. Some Russia groups were making posts and pictures and memes for Black Lives Matter, but the payments and the creation of it were all coming out of Russia locations. Why would they do that? Why would they care about doing that? Why would they make anti-Hillary memes or whatever the case may be? Because they're trying to stir up trouble and make us fight amongst ourselves. So there have been some proof things where there were memes and even Pokemon Go is being used. Like, hey, everyone, you know, stirring up emotions, essentially, you could say, and kind of, you know, becoming talking points, even if they weren't, you know, they probably didn't care. They're not in America, but like, why would someone in Russia make a Black Lives Matter thing? It's all part of this manipulation. So we're going to have to hear over the next couple of days maybe some other examples of what they were actually sending, you know, why they were pro-Trump this and anti-this, whatever it may be. Why was it coming from there? How much of it was being seen in your feed? And some of it was paid for, like advertisements. So when they pay, they can get it into more eyeballs. And I think as the days go by, we're going to see this, how big of a scope this is.
Only 3 more weeks till Yakov Smirnov's birthday, Wendy. Are you excited? I'm going to send him a nice card.
Good for you.
Bridget, what are you dressing your daughter as for Halloween?
She is a little lion, the 1.5-year-old, and we are the zookeepers who let her escape.
That's beautiful. That's going to be fun.
Well, happy Halloween.
Thank you.
That's Bridget Carey from CNET. Visit them online at CNET.com. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll talk about the scariest, most haunted places in Chicago right after the news. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.